I'm Shalane Smith Needham. You are listening to Utah Public Radio. For a lot of us, New Year's is a time of resolutions, and for that, new me. However, oftentimes we fall short of meeting our goals. Joining me today is Teresa Hunsaker with USU Extension in to talk about forming good eating habits this new year. Welcome, Teresa.
Thanks. It's good to be back. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you as well. Let's talk first about the main benefits of forming good eating habits and why is this such an important goal any time of year?
You know, I think part of it is that we just feel better. Overall, our mental health is affected by good eating habits, our physical health, so we feel better. So when you've got your mental health feeling good and your physical health feeling good, seems to make a big difference. So I think that's, you know, some of the biggest benefits of healthy eating.
Teresa, what is it about changing habits, particularly our eating habits, that make it so difficult? Why do we struggle so much with this particular goal?
Oh, you know, I think the biggest reason for most of us struggling is that we don't have a plan. That's the number one thing that is not in place for many of us. It's not just enough to say, I'm going to eat less sugar or I'm going to eat less fat or whatever. I have to have a plan. What's going to take the place of the sugary foods? I need to build something into my menu. I need to change my shopping list. I need to plan time according to have snacks prepared. And that's kind of a crunch for people. We always go to the most simple thing. And typically those are high sugar, high fat kinds of foods, maybe processed foods, things like that. So not having a plan is the biggest deterrent to actually eating healthy.
Finally, you've talked a lot about different ways that we can reach this goal, but what's the most important piece of advice you can offer to us for those of us who would like to change our eating habits?
Slow down, take smaller bites, enjoy, chew intentionally, savor the flavor. Don't be mindlessly scarfing down to fill that empty spot that, you know, we've not eaten all day or whatever. Use smaller plates, have a plan for smaller meals throughout the day, kind of that healthy snacking, and then definitely build in some treats. The theory that it's not what you eat, it's how often and how much. So enjoy a cookie, enjoy a milkshake or a part of a milkshake, share it with somebody, that kind of thing. And then lastly, consider kind of a new mental approach to the process. Think about what you're gaining, what the benefit is, the value to you, kind of have a passion for it instead of looking at the negative side of, oh, I can't eat this or, you know, that downer mentality, have a more positive attitude about it.
Teresa Hunsaker, USU Extension agent in Weber County, thank you so much for joining me today.
You bet.
Be sure to check out extension.usu.edu/Weber for more tips on creating good eating habits this year. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. Thanks for joining me this week for USU Extension's Education Highlight, and be sure to tune in for more next week.